We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud. We learned in our Mishnah that Ar the Shear is to make a cover of Kameah. But Klaf, which is already parchment that's ready to write on it, went through a whole entire process of parchment and had Meliach, Kameah, Chafatzim, everything, the last level, then it's a different shear. It's a choshev, a piece of ready klav. And it's only choshev if you can write on it size the first parasha of tefillin. Because you don't use it for anything else. It's so choshev, you would never use it for anything else. Says our Mishnah, klav ki lichtav alav parasha katana. Enough to write a small parasha of Shema, which is the smallest parasha of Shema. Shema has four parashas. Shema, v'hoyom shemaya, and kadosh v'yik v'yacha. And the smallest parasha is Shema Yisrael v'ha'afta. That's the smallest parasha. And they have decided to write that parasha already. A person is chayef for itself. Beit Amar Kash, Rami Noasi Kash, Rami Brisa says in the Brisa, klaf voduch sustas. So there's two type of klafs. What they do is they take the skin off, and they slice it in like through the thickness. They slice the thickness in half. They slice the thickness in half, and the top part that was towards the outside animal, the hair of the animal, that's called a klaf. The inside, which was towards the basar, the meat of the animal, is called a chsustas. There's two types of leathers, klaf and the chsustas. So it says in this braisa, klaf v'duchsustas k'day lichtav l'mezuzah. The shear that you carry it out is enough shear to write a mezuzah on it. That's what this braisa says. Now, mezuzah has Shema Yisrael and V'hoyim Shemaya. So that's a bigger shear. So the Kashas Armish says the shear is Parashah Ketanah Shal Shema Yisrael. And here it's Mashma, you have to be able to spit on it two parashas, Shema V'hoyim Shemaya. Because it says, K'li Lichtav Mezuzah. And they go, no, my mezuzah Shabbat Tefillin. The mezuzah is in the Tefillin. What's the mezuzah Shabbat Tefillin? So we want to say that means Shema Yisrael. That's what it means. It means basically the parasha of Tefillin. The word mezuzah means a parasha. That's the thing one wants to say. Right, the Gemara of a karul tefillin mezuzah. We call the parasha and the tefillin mezuzah has hetchu. He says, yeah, and I'll show you. We do. Matai, learned in a brisa. This brisa is talking about the halacha is that if someone touches kisvei kodesh, then his hands become tamei for truma. We had it before, and there was a gzera because they didn't want you to put your food next to the kisvei kodesh because then the mice might come eat the food and they'll come eat your kisvei kodesh. They made out the kana that anything that touches Kisvei Kodesh becomes Tamei. Your hands, the food, anything that touches the Kisvei Kodesh becomes Tamei. It becomes Pasul, Truma. So it says in the Brayos about Tanya, Ritzuyas Tefillin, Ima Tefillin. If the Ritzuyas Tefillin are attached to the Tefillin, then Matamis Daim. Even the Ritzuyas will Matamei your hands. But if the Atzmon, Ritzuyas sitting by itself, not attached to the Tefillin, Ima Matamis Daim. It's not Matamis Daim. That's the first Tanakama Shita. Rav Shimon Yehuda, Imashim Rav Shimon, Hanegeya Beritzua Tar. You always, if you touch Ritzua, you tar. It does not make your hands tummy. Actually, Yigabek Vixitza. Until you touch the bias, the bottom of the tefillin. Rav Zbaka Mishmaya Amar, Rav Zaka says, Rav Shimon, Tar Actually, Yigab Mizazazma. You tar until you touch the actual parasha. So what do you see? You see that we call the mezuzah, parasha tefillin mezuzah. So that will answer the kasha that says in the price of klaf v'duch sustas. This shear is to write a mezuzah. So that's the shear to write a mezuzah. Mezuzah means the first parasha of tefillin, so it's not a steer to our mishnah. For anything gemara, but if I'm telling you sefer that price says like this, klaf g'lichto v'lov parasha k'tarash of tefillin. Klaf, the shear is to write parasha k'tarash of tefillin, shishma yisrael. So what do you see? Mechlal the ratio of mezuzah asma skinon. If the brisa knows that I say the word tefillin, shma yisrael, we know the first thing means real mezuzah. So it's back shveret. What's going on over here? Armish says parasha ketanah shel tefillin. Here, this brisa says klei lichtav mezuzah, and really it's steering the brisa itself. The brisa starts off saying klaf v'duch sustas is mezuzah, and the second half of the brisa says the shear of klaf is to write tefillin, and Tosfos speaks this out. They really steer the way in the brisa. Zok the Gemara halchik ketani. Gemara says some girls Ella. The Gemara is taka change halchik ketani. You have to read the brisa. Klaf v'duch sustas. Different tarots is there in our Mishnah. Different tarots. There are two types of klaf. Klaf v'duch sustas. And we'll see later on that Halacha Moshe Sinai, klaf is for tefillin and the sustas is used for mezuzah. Remember, it's two parts of the parchment. When you slice it through the thickness, there's two parts of the parchment. The klaf and the sustas. The klaf is made for tefillin and the sustas is for the mezuzah. Shiur HaMekam, what's the shiur? So the Braisa continues to say like this, Luchsos, the shearers, could they lift the mezuzah? Because that's what you use it for. Klaf, you lift the love, parashuk, tashu, tefillin, shishma yisrael. Klaf, it's enough that you could write tefillin, that's enough to be chayiv for itzah. So it comes out from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, my klaf, which is made for tefillin. Therefore, the shear is enough. You can write the parashah Shema Yisrael on tefillin. Mashainkein the chsustos, which is slated for mezuzah, has to be enough shear to write the mezuzah Shema Avayim Shemaya. And obviously, we're talking about here the tefillin Shel Roish, which has four different parchments of four different parashas. Because if you had to write everything on one parchment, all four parashas, so it had to be the size of four parashas. But by tefillin Shel Roish, you could write each parasha, you do write each parasha in separate parchment. Therefore, a klaf, if the shear to write Shema Yisrael, is enough of a shear chashivas. Znok the Gemara. The rest of the daf all handle about different halachas of parchment. Amarav, duchsustos harega klaf. The part of parchment called duchsustos is the same thing like klaf. So what do we think that means? That was Rav's words. So what Mara says, what does that mean? Must be like this, because it says the chsustos is like klaf. So what does it mean? My klaf kais not tefillin. Just like klaf, you can write tefillin. The chsustos also you can write tefillin. After the chsustos kais not tefillin. That's what it means. So I'm going to have a kashat. Now we learned in our Mishnah, klaf kedei lichto parashuk tarnas tefillin. This is our Mishnah. The sheer klaf is to write the parashuk, the small parashuk tefillin shi shma yisrael. So more the diak klaf in by klaf. That's the shear, because that's why you can write tefillin on klaf. But the chsustos, where there you can't write tefillin, so it has a different shear. Loi has a different shear. There is a bigger shear. And be'etzem, so the Rashi learns the kash of our Mishnah. But Taisa says, you guess the kash of it is much better from the Braisa. It's mamash boiled from the Braisa that it's a different shear. The chsustos is a different shear. So obviously, the chsustos is not used to tefillin, because used to tefillin, you'll be chayiv for itzah if you could write Shema on that. And the Braisa says it's a different shear. You have to write mezuzah on it. So it's a kasha on Rav. So the Gemara le mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on mufcha to write tefillin on klaf and not on the chsustos. Therefore, since that's a derech, so therefore, when it comes to itzah, since a derech is to write tefillin on klaf and mezuzah on the chsustos, therefore, you're not going to be chayiv on the chsustos until it's a shear to write mezuzah. But not that b'di'eved doesn't work. According to Rav is teaching us that b'di'eved, the chsustos is like klaf, and it'll be kosher tefillin on it. That's the way we got out of the kasha. Let's have another b'raisa. Tanshama, there's another b'raisa. In the b'raisa it says, halokho l'moyshe m'sinai. And we're passing this in Shulchan Aruch. Halokho l'moyshe m'sinai, tefillin ala klaf, u'mezuzah al chsustos. Halacha Ma'aseh B'Shinah, we're passing that tefillin you write on klaf and mezuzah you write on the chsustos. And klaf, we write on the klaf. Now klaf, we said, we cut the thickness in half. So which part of klaf do you write on? The klaf that was the hairy part of it, or the part that was towards the chsustos? So the Bryce explains, klaf you write on it with mokum basar, the side that was facing the basar, and the chsustos, you write Mokum Seir, the part that was facing the hair. Of course, there's no hair in it because it's cut in half, and that part never had hair in it. But it's the part of the chsustos facing the outside. But what do you see from this price? It's a lochom moishim esinai, tefillin on klaf, mezuzah on the chsustos. How could Rav say it's kosher? The chsustos are ready to klaf. How could say it's kosher? And the Gemara, lochom moishim esinai, is only a mitzvah. Right? The Gemara about Tayyant and Rice as Shina apostle, that we change its apostle. Gemara on mezuzah, it means mezuzah. The mezuzah has to be dafka the chsustos. But tefillin could be either or. For the Gemara about Tanya, Mishina Vizav is that possible? It's mashma, either one you switch is possible. And for the Gemara, Idi Yam Mezuzah. Either one is talking about Mezuzah. That the both possible, what's Bizav is that? Both Mezuzah. Vaha, the Kasimnu a Klaf Makam Seir. We're saying Klaf is possible Mezuzah. But maybe if you wrote a Makam Seir, so it's more similar to the Chsustos, because you're writing on the outside side, maybe it's Kasha. We're saying that's Kasha, Bain Bizav. Inami ad Chsustos, even. Even if you're writing the chsustos, you're writing the wrong side, also it's possible. That's what means b'zev is possible. Klaf, in any case, is possible, and even the chsustos, the wrong side, is possible by mezuzah. So the first thing to is that the only time it's possible only by mezuzah. Because Rav says that tefillin is kosher on both. Everybody say, shina b'zev is tanayi. It's really mechlek is tanayim. The tayyant and b'raisa, shina b'zev is that. If someone switched by tefillin mezuzah, wrote on the wrong one, possible. Rabbi Acha Machsher, Rabbi Acha is kosher, and he said this over Mishum Rabbi Achi Bachanina of Amri Lo Mishum Rabbi Yaakov Bachanina. That was the second tarot. a third tires on Rav. Remember, the kash on Rav is, we're learning now, and Rav says the chsustos arei klaf means that's kosher v'tilin also. And the kash is, the Brisa says, lochamash mesinai, klaf is v'tilin, and the chsustos mezuzah, and it's mashma, if you change, it's possible. Rav holds a ton of the Menashe. Ton of the Menashe. Kosva, if you write something, we're not sure what it is yet. Kosva on the yard. You write this Kisvei Kodesh on the yard, which is regular paper. Vala Matlis, which is a piece of material. Psula, this is definitely possible for this Kisvei Kodesh. But if you write a Klaf, Ula Gvil. So Klaf, we know what Klaf is. Gvil is, if you didn't slice the thickness in half, that's what Gvil is. Valduch Sustus, the loch is, it's Ksheira, it's kosher. So our papa says, what's pshat in this ton of Emanasha? What's the pshat in this Braisa? Kosvamai, what does it mean kosvamai? Which kiskeres do you write? Ilay mezuzah, if it means you wrote mezuzah, mezuzah klaf, because if you didn't, you can't write mezuzah on klaf. Can't be kosher. Here it says, if you wrote on klaf, gvil and duch sustus is kosher. Elav, tefillin, went tefillin. So you see, a raya to rav, that you can write tefillin on klaf and duch sustus. Vek the gemara v'tameich, tefillin on gvil mikasvinon. Is it kosher to write tefillin on gvil? That's for sure not. That for sure you can't write tefillin on gvil. There's no chance you could write tefillin on gvil because it didn't even mention gvil before. At least it has to be sliced in half. There's no tzad to write tefillin on gvil. So it must be Ella, that price of Tom Menashe, can't even say it's not Sefer Torah, which has different dinim. There you can write Sefer Torah, can be written even on gvil. So therefore, it's not a teretz to Rav. You have to use one of the other truths to answer the teretz of Rav. Talk to more lame Siela. Maybe let's try and make a riot to Rav from a Braisa. It says in the Braisa, this Braisa is talking about different things that you can use for the next things. It's talking about, let's say you have tefillin shel yad. Can I cut up, make tefillin shel roish? The loch is yes. What's the reason? Because you're mailam mekodesh. But the loch is, you can't even read the mekodesh. Something had a big kedusha, you can't bring it down for kedusha. So it says, kiyotzeva, tefillin shel balu. Let's say tefillin got ruined, you know, got parts of the tefillin got rubbed out, or Sefer Torah Shabbalah, part of Sefer got rubbed out, you have a great idea. You take a Sefer Torah, and you'll cut out the parish of mezuzah, make it into mezuzah, or tefillin. Let's say some of the parishes got ruined of the Shal Yad, some of it got ruined, but you have the Shema Avayim Shemaya intact, I'll cut it apart, and have tefillin, and have mezuzah. What a great idea. Kiyotze by tefillin Shabbalah, Sefer Torah Shabbalah, ain't oisim mezuzah. You can't make a mezuzah out of it. Why not? Vishayim aridim mekdusha chamura gdusha kala. You can't go down mekdusha chamura gdusha kala. So what does it say in this price? I could take tefillin and make it into mezuzah, if not for a problem of emaridin bekoidish. So Mar says, Taima, the emaridin, homaridin, oisin. So the ksiva mai, what was written on? So it has to be written on the chsustas, because we said mezuzah is ma'akiv. Lav, the ksiva, the chsustas. It must have written on the chsustas, and now I want to use it for mezuzah. So what does it mean? Tefillin is kosher on the chsustas. It's a raya to rav, mamash raya to rav. Look more, loy, the ksiva, a klaf. The tefillin written on klaf. Right, the Gemara, mezuzah klaf mikasvinan. Then what's the have mean to be kosher mezuzah? You don't write mezuzah on klaf. Gemara says, in, I'm going to show you there's a brice that taxes mefurish, the mezuzah, if you want my diamak, written on klaf. In, by a time, look at a brice. This one, mezuzah, kosva la klaf, ul al nayar, or on paper, vala matlis, psula, it's possible. Gutanakam holds, it has to be dafka duch sustus. Om Rav Shimon Elazar, Rameya, you kosva la klaf. Rameya says, you let write mezuzah on klaf. Why? Because the mezuzah lasts longer on klaf. It's stronger than the chsusta, so it lasts longer, so you're allowed to do it. So it comes down, mezuzah, you take a lot of right on klaf. Now only the chsusta is on klaf also. So mezuzah, das lahachi, now we're saying this, it's very geschmack. Rav never said that tefillin is kosher on the chsusta. All he said was that the chsusta is harek klaf. We assumed that meant that it's just a klaf's kosher of tefillin, the chsusta is kosher of tefillin. But now we can change it around. Has was lahachi, l'rav nami, loy tema duch sustas hareiku klaf and kosher v'tilin. El the opposite, ema klaf hareiku duch sustas. Klaf is like duch sustas. Ma duch sustas koislam mezuzah. Look, duch sustas, you write a mezuzah on it. Af klaf koislam mezuzah. What he means to say, not that v'tilin is kosher on both, but the opposite, mezuzah is kosher on both. Mezuzah is kosher on both. Sai klaf and dai duch sustas. And in Alokal Maisa, in Shulchan Aruch, in Lam Beis, in Hilchos Tefillin, we paskin, I read it to you, Alokal Maisa, Mesina Tefillin ala Klaf, Veloya Duch Sustus, Veloya ala Gvil, Koysim ala Klaf, Bemokin Basar, Vemeshina Apostle. And it says, Mao Klaf, Mao Duch Sustus, and as he goes back and forth with that. And actually, ends off, he says, that these days, Klaf Mishalonu, Shein Cholkim Maisa, we don't split it at all, Yeshlam Din Klaf. That says our klaf these days, in those days at least, they didn't split it in half. I don't know what they do these days, but in those days they didn't split the klaf. That's what would come out from our Gemara, that regarding mezuzataka, the gabit tefillin, the halacha taka would be is that if you changed that, you are, that it is possible.